not being mean, that's how we'd pray. Because we would be coming from the perspective of finality and loss and death instead of the position of life and the giver of life. Is this making sense? Watch this. You're going to see this. This grabs me here, this story. Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad. Watch what he says. I'm glad for your sakes. I'm glad for your sakes that this was God. He only did what he heard the Father, or he only said what he heard the Father say, and only did what he saw the Father do. So the Father said, don't go. Let him pass. And you can raise him up. And it'll be good for them. This whole experience will be great. It'll be for my glory. And it'll reveal your glory. Yeah, this will be good. Jesus is saying, look, I'm really glad that I wasn't there. Because if I was there, he'd never died. He'd just got healed. But now because I wasn't there, he died. And you're going to get to see him come back. Isn't this what he's saying? And he's saying that you may believe, nevertheless, let us go to him. And Thomas, now watch the disciples. They're so funny. We would have been the same way. Thomas, who's called the twin, they missed what he just said. They're seeing miracle after miracle after miracle. And he's actually telling them, let's go. He's dead, but I'm glad he is because now you're going to see the glory of God. And you think they'd have been, oh my God, he's going to raise him up. Let's go. And you think they'd have stayed real close, you know, and went straight to the tomb. Instead, Thomas says, what's Thomas say? It's just funny to me. He says, let us all go with him that we may die with him. They're still thinking death. They're thinking, they missed the whole thing because of self-preservation. And oh my God, in Judea's where they wanted to kill Jesus. I can't believe he's going there. Forget Lazarus.